Buck, it's always great to talk to you and get images and people that you played with. And I always love to hear about, how about Buck Leonard?
Outstanding, outstanding individual. Buck Leonard was the type of guy, so many guys would be after the ball game going off to the bar or something like that. Not Buck. You'd see him in the hotel lobby reading the paper or something like that. And especially when I first came in, I would find him and talk about first base, playing first base.
Mm-hmm.
And could burn the ball up. We used to actually, to get him out, you'd throw him change of speed because you couldn't get the fastball by him. We in Newark, we playing him in Satchel. Threw him about six changes. He pulled them off over there. He tried to slip a fastball by him. Hit it through first base. I stuck the glove up. It broke the webbing out of my glove. Yeah. I said, don't try to slip that fastball by Buck.
Joe Black told me nice stories about Josh Gibson, how Josh used to come over to the dugout before the game and tell the pitcher just what he was going to do to him.
Mm-hmm.
Josh was a very jovial guy. Nice guy, too. He wasn't nothing like they pictured him. Oh, that Josh Gibson, Josh Gibson. And, oh, could hit that ball. Hit it for, you know, Josh Gibson, Babe Ruth. Now, the difference, like, just say Sosa McGuire. Yeah, great power hitters, but they're good hitters. See, Babe Ruth, Josh Gibson were great hitters. 350 or better lifetime batting average. Great hitters.
Ernie Banks, he was a Kansas City Monarch and then went to the Cubs. Tell me about
I signed him with the Kansas City Monarchs, uh-huh. Then I signed him with to play with the Cubs. Yeah, good sign, wasn't it?
How did you get to the Cubs? How did all that happen?
Well, and I thought I was working with the Monarchs when they signed Ernie to the Cubs. Well, we played in our All-Star game, and that Ernie broke up the ball game with a home run. And I get in the hotel that night. Tom Beard, who owned the ball club, called me at the hotel, say, bring Ernie out to the Cub ballpark. They want to sign him tomorrow morning. So, all right, get up the next morning. Wendell picked us up and took us out to the Cub ballpark. And they're getting ready to sign him. And the man told me, the general manager, said, Buck, Tom Beard's going to sell this ball club soon. And said, whenever he sells it, I want you to come and work for the Cubs as a scout. So your first assignment to us will be sign Ernie to this Cub contract. So I signed Ernie twice.
You got to be with Satchel Paige. If you had to do a scouting report on Satchel Paige, what did he throw?
Everything. From every angle. See? Top fastball. I tell you about this fastball. They clocked him in Washington throwing the ball 100 miles an hour. And he said, Buck, I didn't know they were going to time me. I could have thrown harder than that. So this was him. Oh, great fastball. Excellent control. Excellent control through the ball where he wanted. Good change of speed. Uh-huh. Curveball, well, we call it a nickel curve, but it was a slider. He was throwing a slider 95 miles an hour. That was, oh, man, he was outstanding.
I talked to Cal Irvin yesterday. Loved the man. Telling me about Monty Irvin as a young man.
Well, and actually, Monty Irvin, we thought Monty Irvin would have been the first black in organized baseball. This is what we thought. This was before the war. Because Monty got to be 20 years old. Outstanding, beautiful athlete. Could do it all. Hit, run, field, and throw. That's what he, and hit for power. So that was, we thought he would be the first guy. But they picked Jackie while Monty was still in the circuit.
Tell me about Double Duty Radcliffe. He's really a good man.
I saw Double Duty, you know, week before last in Chicago, his 100th birthday. His 100th birthday. And all we had, he threw the first pitch out, and I caught it. That was 190 years out there on that field.
Tell me about him as a ball player.
Oh, good ball player, good catcher. Good catcher, could run a ball club. He could run your pitching staff for you. Uh-huh, had good stuff, good hard fastball. Uh-huh, and I think he did that. Look, you wouldn't, one thing about it in our league, then that was legal. See, you could throw the spitter. Uh-huh, you could throw the spitter. Well, he could throw the spitter in the major league at one time. Yeah.